Blog Talk Radio.
Predominantly black cities in America. Yeah, and also the most charitable organizations out there. You know, like the most, like the most popular, and so on. And of course, we would be motivating and having a good time talking about health and fitness and how we can, and you know, improve our lifestyles. You know, so we can be happier and healthier. And always love when you call in. Matter of fact, you can call in tonight and chat with me tonight. I know many of you are excited about the NFL preseason and Hall of Fame inductions. And I'm looking at NFL.com now, reading up on the Hall of Fame weekend and Hard Knocks returns on Tuesday on HBO. And it's just so much fun stuff going on. And, oh, man, it's just been so much going on in sports, entertainment, just everyday lifestyle news and all that good stuff. And I love it when you share your information also in the chat, in the chat room, and call in. Friday nights are always awesome. But late nights are awesome. Early mornings are awesome. But late nights are, you know, have a different vibe. So whatever you're doing, chilling alone or out with friends or out with a lot of friends, I thank you for also spending time and including Be True, concluding Cooker Shock Entertainment Report in your plans. I know it's early morning some places, afternoon, late evening, and I thank you, regardless of what time it is, okay? But let's have some fun.
times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't understand. Just how you love can do it, no one else can.
Crazy right now.
rendition of Sunglasses at Night. That's just Lamb. Before that, of course, Mr. and Mrs. Carter, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Crazy in Love. Here is Midnight Dreams. It's midnight where I am, Central Standard Time in Deep South, USA. Here's my longtime Facebook friend, Charisma, also known as Crazy Mysterious, of Istanbul, Turkey. And I keep telling you guys I'm going to add more of his music, and I will. Here's Midnight Dreams.
Thank you. feel you, dig it together. No make them get it. I feel you, dig it together. No make them hit it. I feel you, dig it together. Them won't forget it. I feel you, dig it together. No make them get it. I feel you, dig it together. Them won't forget it. I feel you, dig it together. Them won't forget it. I feel you, dig it together. Them won't forget it. I feel you, dig it together. No make them hit it. Man, them in the club, them want rob. Man, them in the club, now love love. Man, them in the club, the pen dubs. Step in a little time, step in a little grind. Say all we want are your body, girl, and not your mind. Well, love to see your body parts twist and turning. Bend over, start yearning. Me a the teacher, say much learning. You a the body, girl, say much earning. Me say me dreaming, you know me do it right. Me a the girl from the block, say every night. Me a the girl from the track, say till the light. I'm on in, say you from the learning. The girl look like she been through a storm in. Somebody daughter, somebody mother. Wah, somebody sister, me make you ready. Man, you better hold up, you put your soul up. Say in the place where, say there. There's no love, you better hold up, you put your soul up, say my friends, bah, say no love. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, no make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, no make them hit it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, no make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, no make them hit it. Me know a life, bro, me make you hold on. Me know the rent due, and I the next man. Me know the kids need food, the next dance. That's why you're jumping at the bends when they blow their hard. Them belly hungry, them belly biting. That's why you shake your body in at the nighting. That's why you shake your body, step in the writing. The dollar bill, the gal says she will follow. The dollar bill, the gal says she will hollow. But the dollar bill, gal can't buy tomorrow. Me know the road's taking long and well narrow. Me know a life's taking hard and full of sorrow. You are feeling the target, say like an arrow. And fly for me, daughter, like a sparrow. I feel you. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them hit it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them hit it. We bring the good news, brand new shoes, high tall blues. Send me a feeling cool. That's how we do it in the city. I'm the last one, international. You call me boss one, that round the world we igniting, round the world still we riding. We hit the mark, we know how we play the part. In all the dark, but the light, I feel me part. That's how me walk, that's how me trot, man. Say in a Babylon, say in a Kingston, say in LA, holy, I gun play. You mess around, me and me peace only. You mess around, you hit the ground, boom, me. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, no make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, no make them hit it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, no make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, no make them get it.
Woo! Kitty, Dread Days, tweet them at Dread Days, like their Facebook page. Subscribe to their YouTube channel because they are awesome. And if you're in LA and through in California, check them out. Any of their shows when you hear about it, check it out. Check them out. And also, they tour across the country and worldwide. Also, those who are interested in booking them in the Deep South, hey, contact me. Also, I'm sitting here enjoying broadcasting the show, vibing with you, and all that good stuff. And I grabbed a book right here close to me, and it's one of my old paperback books that don't even have, like, it doesn't even have the covers on it, the back cover, the front cover. And it's Dale Carnegie. How many of you have ever read the book, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People? Now, any of you out there dealing with people, especially in sales, and we're all selling ourselves, right? We're all selling our brand. So you might say, I don't deal in sales, but you do, because you're selling yourself, you're selling your image, you're selling whatever you represent. And, you know, I'm a salesperson. And How to Win Friends and Influence People was a book recommended to me when I was a young entrepreneur, a little girl. And it's a book that everyone should read. But and Norman Vincent Peale books, awesome books to read. But what I'm saying is I grabbed the book, and I opened up on this page, and so I'm going to read this paragraph that I went directly to. So I'm like, well, I'm not supposed to be sharing this particular paragraph with listeners. Listen to this paragraph. On page, it's in the chapter Fundamental Techniques in Handling People, page 13. Do you know someone you would like to change and regulate and improve? Good. That is fine. I'm all in favor of it. But why not begin on yourself from a purely selfish standpoint? That is a lot more profitable than trying to improve others. Yes, and a lot less dangerous. Don't complain about the snow on your neighbor's roof, said Confucius, when your own doorstep is unclean. I'll reread that paragraph. Chapter Fundamental Techniques in Handling People, page 13, from the book How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Do you know someone you would like to change and regulate and improve? Good. That is fine. I'm all in favor of it. But why not begin on yourself from a purely selfish standpoint? That is a lot more profitable than trying to improve others. Yes, and a lot less dangerous. Don't complain about the snow on your neighbor's roof, said Confucius, when your own doorstep is unclean. Somebody say amen. Amen. Yes, so I'm just sharing that with you. Not playing. It just so happened I picked up my book, my old copy. I'm talking about with no back front covers. and I opened the book up on that page. And so I'm like, hey, I must need to share this. And, you know, it's just sometimes somebody's saying, hey, I needed to hear that. Hey, I want to shout out to Dylan. SeaWorld High Fashion, a.k.a. K.C. Munchkin. You know, he's dropping a new EP end of this month, beginning of September. I hope the end of this month because I would consider it a holiday present. I mean, a holiday present. My birthday is a holiday. Birthday present. and he will be returning September the 14th here at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Club Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on Saturday night. September 14th. So I want to shout he and his brother, Johnny Panic, and friends in Pensacola, Florida, in Orlando, Florida. Big shout out to you guys. SeaWorld High Fashion new music will be coming out beginning of the year around Valentine's Day. But here's SeaWorld High Fashion, Booty Bounce, and then Scrubbed by Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion, known as KC Munchkin. His EP is entitled Casey Comes Alive. And if you missed that talk a couple weeks ago, most definitely check it out. Amazing talk. Our talk last September was an amazing one, too, and I'm looking forward to talking more as Casey Comes Alive on September the 14th. Here's SeaWorld High Fashion.
Look out for that daily twerk. Leg out. Twerk it, booty bounce.
booty bounce. Boop, 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 booty bounce. Bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. Twerk it, twerk it, twerk it, twerk it. Booty bounce, booty bounce.
So good. Dylan SeaWorld High Fashion and then Casey Munchkin. Also Dylan. Scrubs remix. Very awesome, huh? Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Hey, I'm checking out this article from NFL.com. Some of you probably have been tuned to the NFL Network like crazy. I'm always glued to that channel. Tonight I was watching Shark Tank. Shark Tank was awesome. I love Shark Tank. But this article is by Greg Rosenthal, who can be found on Google One and Twitter and Facebook, of course. And he asked the question, what we learned from Hall of Famers on Friday. Canton, Ohio. Borderline overwhelming, it's almost like a consistent sense of awe. That was Curtis Martin's take on being part of the Pro Football Hall of Fame 50th anniversary celebration and group photo. Martin was speaking for so many of his Hall of Fame teammates, but he could have been speaking for me. It's surreal to watch scores of Hall of Famers walk past in gold jackets, leaving their hotel rooms on their way to boarding a bus. The former players love being here so much that it feels like an intrusion to be witnessed. There are 121 Hall of Famers in Canton this weekend, the biggest collection of all-time greats in one place at the same time. Here are a few things I learned from them Friday, as written by Greg Rosenthal of NFL.com. Hey. One, it took one question and 10 seconds before longtime Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Chris Carter had to pause and collect his emotions. Carter would be the final speaker Saturday night, and his speech would include a lot of tears. Carter reflected Friday on the day he gave up alcohol. The day, September 19, 1990, when I stopped drinking, that life choice I made on that day is the most significant thing to getting here, Carter said. He had to stop for a full minute as he cried as he began to talk about his counselor who helped him through his personal struggles, repeatedly apologizing to the media. You know, that's amazing when you have people in your life that help you through your personal struggles. You know, I have those on and offline people in my life, my attorney, David Harrison Levy, you know, my mother, and, you know, they're just, it's just amazing when you have people that are there with you through the ugliness and the beauty of your life, right? So that is just amazing. I cannot wait to hear his speech on tomorrow night. He said that I just started on that day trying not to have a drink for 1 week, and here I am August the 1st, 2013, and I still haven't had that drink. And I could have ended doing so many different things than what I am right now, Carter said, before sobbing again. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry, man. There was nothing to apologize for. Seeing how much this moment meant to Carter is what makes this weekend special. And then number two, Bill Parcells told a story about Colin Carter when the Philadelphia Eagles placed the wide receiver on waivers. The Big Tuna asked Carter how fast he could make it up to New York to play for the Giants. Carter said 2 hours and drove up, but the Vikings claimed Carter too, and the rest is history. And then number three, Greg Rosenthal asked Carter, what defined his game? I catch the ball. You throw the ball, I catch the ball. I catch it, you throw it close to me, I catch it. If you make me do something crazy to catch, I still catch it. Number four, Baltimore Ravens offensive tackle Jonathan Ogden is excited about speaking first on Saturday night. Don't expect a long speech for him. Our veterans committee choice, Curly Cup. It's like taking a Band-Aid off real quick, Ogden said. Just get over with, and I'm not the type of guy that wants to talk about myself. Parcells spoke about considering the New Orleans interim head coach position last year. He didn't take the job in part because he bet there was one or two people within the organization who didn't want him there. It's going to be hard enough. You don't want to be fighting City Hall, Parcells said. Number six, Parcells spoke about his love for rebuilding projects, which I found fascinating. I hate routine. I really do. Even if it's a successful routine, I don't like it. I was a little impatient for the next challenge that grew as I went along. It did. I can't say that's a great quality, Parcells said. And number seven, this was a kinder, gentler Parcells. He was reflective but wasn't afraid to bust the chops of a reporter who stumbled over a question. You need to get your facts straight, he said. 8, Purcell said he spoke more with Joe Gibbs on Friday than he ever had in his life. You learn to respect your enemies, but you execute all traitors. Purcell said, that's how it was with Joe. You learn to respect your enemies. 9, Martin said he'll remember Purcell's quip more than anything. Martin recalled Purcell's missing a practice for a funeral. When the coach returned the next day, Purcell told fullback Gerald Sowell that he watched the tape of practice and Sowell could have started practice with 2 eggs on his helmet and they still would have been there when practice ended. 10, Martin gave one of the best Hall of Fame speeches of all time last year. Says he views that speech like one of his greatest plays. He said the key was speaking without notes. I always say words from the heart go to the heart. Amen to that, Martin said. I said amen to that. 11, in a star-filled room, Warren Sapp commanded the most attention and drew the most laughter. Sapp had an on-and-off relationship with Tampa Prince, but he had them rolling Friday. At number 12, longtime Dallas Cowboys guard Larry Allen was concise with his words but effective. He was asked why he once hit Cowboys kicker Jose Cortez upside the head after a missed kick in week 3 of the 2005 season in San Francisco. We were out in California for about 3 weeks, Allen said. We had a long drive and he missed the extra point. I just couldn't take it anymore. I have more from the entire 2013 class throughout the weekend. But that's what Greg Rosenthal writes during the 2013 weekend. So I'm sharing that article, and so my article kind of like disappeared on me. So okay, here we go. Right when I made it to the end, okay, here I am. Over the weekend, including many of them choosing a signature play, Allen's answer was amazingly cool. Particularly cool. The Around the League podcast is now available on iTunes, and you can check it out. And also, I'm sharing this on Facebook and on Twitter, this particular article, especially for those of you who haven't been tuned to NFL Network tonight. But, ooh, Shark Tank was good tonight. I love that show. They had been on, you know, off for a few weeks. So it made a couple deals. And shout out to Davidson, who I'm in confidential talks with regarding one of my invention ideas. So thank you for your prayers and all that. It's just amazing. So I've shared it on Facebook. I need to share it on Twitter. But again, thank you for spending this Friday night, Saturday morning with me. And if it's afternoon or evening where you are, much love to you and still. I appreciate your support and for being tuned in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Okay, we'll broadcast again at 12 p.m. on today, on Saturday, okay? Here's the summer rain. Let's, you know, kind of mellow it out a little bit. Jam flavor. have my Big D friends with Ford the Foundry. They're gigging this weekend. Like their Facebook page so you can stay to know what's going on with Ford and the Foundry. On my own to review it, to really determine to play it or not. But I'm going to do it this time. Artist Skivo, the great. He sends me awesome music. You can check him out on Reverb Nation. And I am going to play a song that I haven't listened to myself. And it's a gamble, and I'm not a gambling woman, but I'm gambling now. To share this moment with you. Some of you are big fans and supporters of Skivo. Skivo is a Mississippi-based rap artist, producer. Here's Skivo the Great.
Out the other things. other thing. It's all too real, baby. This ain't just another dream. When you was born, you was born. I held you close, close, and let you grow. I will never let you go. If you see that, I don't understand. As far as being a man, man, you need a little hand. Let me walk you through this life of mine. I admit I cry from pride. Can't wait to put another line. Tell you I'm just trying to, trying to pray to fuck you it up. And you'll probably do the same. I see you on top of the world. You know my everything. You know that I'm never pain. No matter the fortune or fame. You're gonna be the focal point. You'll be the reason I sang. You are the reason I sang.
On Facebook that it was such an honor and a very special to him.
So again, congratulations to Dame Franco on winning the fan favorite award at the Young Hollywood Awards, because he said it was a very special moment, very special and an honor to be recognized. And one of his closest friends had presented the award to him, and that just made it perfect. So he says also that he'll never stop working hard for us, you know, you guys. So that's amazing right there in itself. So congratulations to Dave Franco on winning that. So thank you guys, too, for tuning in and being so supportive. You're super amazing. Remember, you're listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, everyone.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, la Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en la Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Please.
Don't.
Come.
To the concert.
Thank you.
That was not my style. should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. Had you gone away, I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. High for my
goodness.
Now I'm sitting in my backyard just so. I was just acting way too hard.
Could I have you there?
Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Could I would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I'd never let you.
Than better.
Should have, could have, would have done better. Larry Graham featuring Prince.
That would make a mini brother mighty proud. I gotta say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy chicks and a dozen cities in the shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love just flaunting. And what I dig the most is that you keep beating your head until I want it.
Conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, la Marcha por los Bebés. Únase, y participe en la Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies. Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, la Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en la Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Yes, March of Dimes. I need to invite some representatives from the March of Dimes on. It's a very important call. Can't wait for Sunday's game. Yay! And games, period, in the Saints and Kansas City Chiefs. Friday, kicking off my birthday weekend. Oh, yes, super excited. I know, I'm just thinking. I have new songs, and then I have, like, some favorite songs, and I'm like, okay. Our songs I have in it. I'm like, okay. What's up with that? Wow, it's amazing what's going on in baseball, is it not? We need to do a show just totally dedicated to that subject matter and talk more about Alex Rodriguez and other baseball stars. That's just amazing right there. Wow.
Yeah.
Juan, just super amazing, jamming, rocking it, representing San Antonio, Texas, and the world, because he is based in San Antonio, but he is internationally known, most definitely. Wow, I mean, listening to him just takes me back to my rave days. It's so much fun. Oh, man, so much fun. Hey, here's Dylan of Seagirl High Fashion as Casey Mushin, as Casey comes alive. You know what love is? Sounds so good. Remember, the next live broadcast is at noon today, weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Let's talk the weekend winners at the box office, at the movie theater, new releases, soon-to-be releases, hot music, because we talked a lot about movies, well, the top movies of the weekend last weekend, but we need to get into music and other hot topics of the weekend. What's up, weekend? We need to know. When it comes to entertainment, lifestyle, music, entertainment, news, right? Right. I cannot thank you enough. I never can thank you enough. I am one person that's very appreciative of my support system and the support that's received, the constructive criticism, and the love shared, okay? I really do, sincerely, from my heart, thank you. Hey, it's time to conclude the show. But until next time, you be good, you be true, spread love, be you. You know, we are unique and original, right? Right. And remember the what I share with you from Dale Carnegie's book, okay? Remember that. Check that book out if you have not yet, okay? How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's very important book, very useful book, very good book. You know, some of you might say, well, I don't need a book, but that's an amazing book. And we're going to be talking more about books. I know when I first started broadcasting the show, we used to talk a lot about books, but let's talk about our favorite books. Pretty much, Culture Shock Entertainment Report, book club, you know, and we have our reading list and recommend books for all to read, right? Right, I know that's right. But again, thank you. You are amazing. You rock. If you have good things happening this weekend, like a birthday, this is my birthday month. I started celebrating my birthday yesterday, Thursday, August the 1st. I'm celebrating my entire birthday. My birthday is next weekend, August 11th. But if you're celebrating special occasions, I send much love, congratulations to you. If you're going through something that's not nice, not good, I send prayers and hugs to you. Hugs anywhere, big group hug, worldwide hug. You are so appreciated. Thank you. God bless. Shout out to my friends in the UK, Ebony Empress. Hey, Purple Man, Perry Gorton, you rock. You're an amazing Facebook friend. I mean, you just rock. Amazing. But again, and you keep taking care of yourself too, Perry. But anyway, be good. Be you. Spread love. Don't let nobody run over you either. And just, you know, do your thing. But just like we began, let's end it with 3G. Prince, the master, the man, the multi-talented, the amazing Prince 3G, Minister Cycle. you've been listening to the Shark Entertainment Reports. It's Friday / Saturday edition, but the weekend edition will broadcast at noon today, Central Standard Time. Thank you, and God bless.